What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use. Thanks for joining us for You and the Law. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Today we'll feature the Omnibus Tax Incentive Bills. The House of Representatives recently approved the Omnibus Tax Incentive legislation. We know this is an important structural benchmark under the IMF program. But how important is the passage of this suite of legislation to Jamaica's economy? Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips provided the answer during an interview with Ian Boyne.
What it does, first of all, is to ensure that you create a rules-based system. That lowers that incentivizes producers, not just big producers who have connections and get access to ministerial decision makers or other decision makers, but everyone, and particularly small and medium, who are often not as connected, get access to these new rules-based operations. So it offers a set of allowances that did not exist before, more generous capital allowances, for example.
It does.
Yes. So that you, to everyone, so that you can write off the cost of the investment. So your buildings, your equipment, etc., are all written off in more generous, as I say, capital allowances on par with other things in the region. It also provides a very significant employment tax credit so that persons who employ and have statutory expenditures by virtue of the number of persons that they employ are able to write off the cost of these employment-based expenditures. So that's an incentive not only to provide employment, but also to pay those deductions over to the, whether it's the NIS, NHT, etc., education tax, because you can't get the benefit of the credit if you don't collect and pay over, because we know of the situation where many workers who are in need of the protection or access to a house, etc., have paid to the employer, been deducted, but it's not paid over.
Absolutely.
So this is in part a compliance measure. Mm. In addition, there are significant credits available for research expenditure and innovation that are available to businesses as an effort to kind of get Jamaica firmly anchored in the knowledge economy, which is what is driving the global economy now. I mean, you have done a lot of work in some of these areas to define what are the drivers of the modern world economy. We can't just continue to rely in perpetuity on an economic model that is predicated on low wage labor. And so that sets a platform to incentivize research, development, patent registration, and the like, for businesses that are involved in that. There are other elements. A complementary part of the tax reform effort involves changes in the customs tariffs regime. Essentially, perhaps the most significant part of this is to zero rate, in other words, to remove tariffs for all the inputs into the production process, for manufacturers, for agricultural producers, for producers of tourism services, and significantly for us, for producers of entertainment services. It's an important part of our operations, and it provides for where there are goods that would otherwise be considered consumer goods. If it is part of your production process and you certify to customs that this is part of your tools of trade, so to speak, then you get it in zero rated.
Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, providing a breakdown of the Omnibus Tax Incentive legislation. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Join us again next time. I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.